It's 11:05, Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for Wednesday, June 1st. And the first item on our agenda is public comment. Unless Janelle wants to make a comment, I don't see anybody from the public here, so we'll move on.
There's nobody on.
Nobody on Zoom. Next is the minutes from our last meeting, which was February 16th. Anybody have any comments or changes? I don't. And if not, I'd ask for a motion in a second.
I move to approve.
So we got a first, that was a second, second from Rob. We want to do ayes or we want to call?
Everybody's here.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. And obviously we have some that are absent. Next item on the agenda is the March 31st quarterly report. It has been on our board's agenda, but I'll turn it over to Gerald and he'll do his thing and go over it.
All right, so we'll start with the second page. The Treasury was in compliance with Mono County's investment policy as of March 31st, 2023. We had a weighted average maturity of 587 days on that date. It is anticipated the county will be able to meet its liquidity requirements of its pool participants for the next 6 months. On the last day of the quarter, on a book basis, the portfolio totaled $194,636,478 and market value was $189,095,895, which equals 97.15 of book value. The earned interest rate for the quarter ending March 31st was 2.8660.
That's pretty good.
And that it is on the move upward still. Mm-hmm. The markets have more or less flattened out. The 5 years pulled back. Again, it went up for about a week and then pulled back when it was closer to getting to debt ceiling.
The cliff.
Signed. But if you look at our total net interest for apportionments, we've been, this is the highest the county's ever been. So
yeah.
We've been really, it's been a nice change that we have some interest rates. Does anybody have any questions about any of the investments other than any of the banking, and we'll go over that really quickly?
Yeah, I just want to make a note. We have only one T-note that's even close to the debt ceiling drama that's going on right now. It's $1 million due June 30th, so we don't anticipate, even if they don't pay, the Treasury pool's still good. We don't anticipate losing our money. It's just a matter of when we'll get that $1 million. So.
And then
no banks that have failed either.
Yeah.
It's like there's pitfalls to navigate every day.
Yes.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Right.
Is the money market fund, the First American fund, is that a new fund here that we've got?
It is. We started because LAIF is not performing. We needed another liquid investment vehicle, so we went to a money market fund. We actually went to a Treasury money market fund, thinking that that would be more secure. And then about 2.5 months ago, I moved it to a governmental account. Mm-hmm. So there's no Treasury bonds in it, just in case we had a problem with it. So not only is that's where we keep our liquidity, that's also where we keep our money for trading at our custodial bank. So when money comes in, it goes directly into that account. And then when we buy an investment, the money comes directly out of the account. So if there was any problem with that account, it would be problematic for us to get money in and out. So we moved to the governmental account. Okay. And the interest rate on that was within a couple basis points. I mean, it wasn't a major change for that. Most of our banks we have are CDs, and they are fully insured, FDIC or NCUI, which is the credit union insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The banks we do have investments out there, standard bonds. We have Bank of New York, we have JP Morgan Chase, US Bank. These are all, and we also have some commercial paper with Union Bank. These are all high rated banks. You know, we monitor them to make sure nothing's changed in their liquidity, that type of stuff. So we're not too concerned about those. We don't have a lot of smaller banks. We don't have any smaller banks that we have just bonds on.
Yeah, we've got a new service that we're starting to check on banks.
Yeah.
Let us know about their liquidity issues. You know, the issue is that they collect money from depositors. They then loan some of that money out, but then they also do treasury investments. With that excess and with the interest rate rising, those treasury investments are, you know, they're declining in value, and so there's an issue with profit, and then that's what's causing the runs on the bank. So we're looking at that to make sure that the banks were investing in it have enough liquidity,
yeah,
and you know, yeah, that gap
they're,
are,
yeah, they're not
is better.
Over-leveraged. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're paying for a subscription, and what it does is it takes all the quarterly call reports for all the banks and puts it into a, you know, a readable format for me. So otherwise,
it's like
it would take
an
entire
industry
day to review a bank, right?
I can't imagine.
I never have understood how banks work.
But even with new purchase CDs that we're doing, even though they're FDIC insured, I'm avoiding anybody that looks like they might have liquidity problems in the future. So, I mean, it's insured, but we don't really want to have to go there unless it happens, right?
Right.
So, just being a little stricter on what we're purchasing at the time.
And right now, that indirect guarantee on the agencies is a little bit better than the direct guarantee, right?
Well, with all the restrictions to the GSEs that the government put on years ago, they're doing just fine. The next page is the distribution by asset category, and you can see on there on 12/31 we had the money market mutual fund on there also, and then we had it on 3/31. That's where our excess cash is being housed right now. We have a policy of only 20% of our portfolio into camp. So anything that needs to be liquid will go into this money market account for now. Mm-hmm. No big changes here.
It's almost identical.
Yeah. Oh, and the two commercial papers we have with Union Bank, one fell off this month, and then the next one will fall off in July. I'm sorry, when I say this month, I meant May. Sorry.
Yeah, they're short term, right?
Yeah, they're short term. So those will be off our books by the end of July. Next page is the maturity distribution as of 3/31. You can see where we're keeping still a lot of liquidity over the next few quarters, and that's mainly because the schools still have about $22 million to spend on their school bond. Mm-hmm. So we have the liquidity available for them.
As well as the $6 million on the jail bond.
Yeah.
It might be down to $5 million now.
Next page is the treasury cash balances as the last day of the most recent 14 months. You can see we've been increasing this whole time. We've kind of plateaued, but this is April will have a spike because of the tax receipts that came in, and then we'll drop July. We'll drop right back down. That's when all the bond payments are due. Next page is the Treasury Pool quarterly yield comparison. You can see the two-year Treasury has leveled off there. Mm-hmm. They stopped their increase. It might be up a little bit more than that.
Can you take over? I got to take this call.
Sure, no problem. Yeah. For next quarter, we'll see what happens with the the yields. LAIF is finally starting to catch up to us. LAIF normally on an increasing yields, as the Feds raise their rates, normally they surpass us, and I would have expected them to surpass us a couple quarters ago, but they, in my opinion, they've been mismanaged over COVID, They went from 180, 190 weighted average maturity to 300 during COVID at the lowest yield possible. You don't increase duration or your weighted average maturity when it's that low, because mm-hmm. you're trading a couple basis points. It's just not something you should ever do. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have only $500,000 in LAIF right now. I'm just keeping it open right. at this point. I do expect them to eventually pass us, mm-hmm. But as of last month, they're still slightly below us. So. And the last page is the investment pool participants. Nothing has changed on the participants other than the percentages move up and down depending on what time of year it is. So, uh-huh. And then the non-county funds, that normally will also show the tax receipts that haven't been apportioned yet, but since this is 331, there wasn't a whole lot, so. And that's it. Any questions on the investment report?
I don't have any,
Then I will take over for Janet and move to the next item, which is questions and recommendations. Anybody have any questions about banks? I know Janet talked about it a little bit, about their liquidity problems. Anything at all?
No.
No? Okay. We're sitting really well with liquidity. It's not a problem for us. It never has been, because we actually limit us to 2 years, so we have to keep quite a lot of liquidity, mm-hmm. just to keep that that 2 year weighted average maturity.
So. Sorry, I have a little bit of an emergency.
No problem.
My daughter's car broke down.
Uh-oh.
She's in Gardnerville, so I'm gonna need to head there from here.
So we did questions and recommendations. There weren't any. Do you have anything?
I don't have anything. The next meeting we will have the Treasury Oversight Committee audit. It came back with no findings, clean opinion. So, but
that's
it's
what I would've expected.
Routine to present it here. and that's it. Our next meeting is August 17th, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So, thank everybody for coming.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess 11:18, meeting adjourned.
All right. Yeah, and.